Design is our core competency.
Is it true that you once spoke to a group of Wall Street analysts on the importance of design?
Yes, I believe that design is as important as the materials that go into a new product and is critical to innovation and building brand equity. It is part of the communication of a brand name and brand promise. Design is an area where we have to have core capability. We want to elevate it, invest in it, and make it a core competence.
P&G's 166-year success record is convincing. Products like Tide, Crest, Pampers, Charmin, and Ivory are more than brands. They are consumer icons. Is there a secret to gaining such strong brand recognition?
I wish there was. We have 13 brands that do over $1 billion a year in sales. That's extraordinary when you consider that most of our brands sell for $2 to $5 per unit in the store. We are very attentive to brand creation and innovation. We also generally have enough sense not to change a brand identity when we think we've got it right. If you look at a Tide package from 1946, it was orange with a bullseye graphic and the Tide name in block letters. While we have continuously improved and refreshed the package design, the primary elements are the same. When the consumer is responding in a very positive way, we try to identify the design elements that have equity and keep them.
P&G was the first to introduce brand management in the 1930s. Is this how you continue to work?
Yes, we are in the business of creating and building brands. So we have kept the brand management system intact. Basically, P&G is a collection of brands. In the U.S., we are known more by our brands than we are as a company. A major change over the years is that our brand teams are way more cross-disciplinary. We still have strong functional disciplines, but they are highly integrated into brand teams. And yes, design does have an important place at the table. Another significant change is that we are now a worldwide business. Half of our sales come from outside the U.S., so we have global business units that have brand groups within them.
Does P&G market products differently overseas?
The retailing environment is different. The media we use can be different. But fundamentally, our global brands like Pantene look the same pretty much everywhere. We try to have the brand design equity be the same worldwide. We adapt the execution to the marketplace. Keep in mind that only 12 to 15 of our brands are truly global. Most of our brands are only sold domestically.